2012 is ending on a sad note after the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut earlier this month. In the remaining days of this year, you'll hear reflections from a few authors on what the event means to them. Today, Peter Vonzegaser, a Brooklyn-based writer and filmmaker. His upcoming memoir of dealing with a schizophrenic family is called The Looking Glass Brother.
In the wake of the tragic shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, I have been thinking more and more about my stepbrother, who has been homeless for more than 20 years and now lives under a bridge in a large western city. My stepbrother's diagnosis seems to vary with the doctor in the latest edition of the DSM: schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, Asperger's. What I know is that antipsychotic drugs don't work well with him and that he cannot stay indoors. At times, his rage against the world is so huge and pure it frightens me. Under the wrong circumstances, he is fully capable of taking a large chunk of wood and hitting you across the face with it, and he has a long arrest record for assault. But he has never been involved in gun violence. We are not a gun family, and I don't think that he would ever take part in an event as devastating as what happened in Newtown. The question is, how can you know ahead of time? The NRA believes it knows the answer and is calling for a national list of the mentally ill. I like the idea about as much as I like school principals with pistols. We are a country with a long, inglorious history of list-making. Lists of communists, labor union organizers, social activists, war dissenters, homosexuals, Muslims, and terrorists, and the so-called criminally inclined. Ironically, the shooter of 26 children and adults in Newtown most likely would not have made the NRA's list, while my stepbrother would. But Adam Lanza did not need to buy his weapons legally. He found them easily available in his home. My stepbrother himself hates guns and told me recently he wouldn't carry one, even though, living as he does, he is much more vulnerable to assault than the average citizen. If any lesson can be taken from the Newtown catastrophe besides the need for gun control, I hope it will be an increased national concern about how we treat, diagnose, and understand the mentally ill. As for my stepbrother, I believe that he and others would come in from the cold if a suitable environment could be fashioned for them. But for a country desperately seeking relief from gun violence, making lists of the mentally ill is not the answer.
Peter Vonzegaser's memoir is due out in June of 2013. Tune in to Morning Edition to hear another essay on the Newtown shootings, and you can read all of them on our website, wnyc.org.